I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level.
This is an audio recording of blog post "I Am a Piss Covered Slut," written and read by Absolutely Ruby. The idea of piss play itself is a wonderful, horny thing. It's degrading and dirty and the perfect fit with my sub-dom relationship. But generally I struggle with it when it comes down to the actual task. Once that warm piss begins filling my mouth, my brain takes over from my horny cunt and I can't shake the fact that this is piss. Piss isn't meant to be in your mouth. Piss isn't meant to be anywhere near you. It's meant to come out and into the toilet and then you never see it again. So the fuller my mouth gets, the more I struggle to keep swallowing, and eventually I end up spurting it out everywhere. Now I'm covered in piss, he's covered in piss, and wherever we're playing, normally the bathroom floor, is covered in piss too. Obviously this leads to more punishments for me for being such a dirty little piss-wasting slut. Oh no. For all the times we've tried piss play, there is one incident that stands out in my mind that I particularly enjoyed. Mainly because it focused more on the degradation and domination rather than drinking down as much as possible. We've been out drinking in a local cocktail bar and we decide to continue the party at home with just the two of us, fewer clothes and even more booze. We continue drinking and chatting and laughing and we put porn on in the background, picking the videos together and touching ourselves or each other in the process. We decide to have some fun with one of our favourite role plays and I go and get my schoolgirl outfit on. It's a silly outfit bought from Anne Summers years ago. It's a simple black stretchy dress with a zip down the middle from top to bottom and a school emblem above one tip. It comes with a small tie that velcros around my neck and I finish off the outfit with hold up stockings, too high to leave the house in heels, too much makeup and high pigtails. Sometimes I wear little white pants, sometimes I wear a black thong, sometimes I wear nothing at all. It's part of the game we play, the headmaster checking I'm wearing the appropriate school underwear. We play our game, he asks why I've been sent to him, he tells me I'm interrupting his personal time where he likes to watch porn and drink fine brandies. He's wearing only a silk robe, completely open. Depending on which part I'm playing today, I either avert my eyes, shocked and embarrassed as an innocent virgin, or I stare at it yearningly, licking my lips and defying his authority over me as the unruly and sexually experienced little slut I am. He canes me. He teaches me how to please him. He lets me earn a drink. He teaches me to sit by his knee as he watches porn. I'm there to please him. I'm there to earn my way into his good book so he doesn't expel me from school. After a while, I tell Sir that I need a wee. This is always a nerve-wracking admission during this game. Where will it lead us? He's in charge here and I can't simply walk off without permission. In fact, there's a chance he may not let me walk at all, but crawl. Sometimes he tells me I can go. Sometimes he comes to watch. Sometimes I have to hold his cock in my mouth while I piss. Sometimes he likes to hold his fingers under the stream of urine and then suck them clean or make me do it for him. Other times he makes me hold it in until I beg him to relieve myself. This is one of those times. I wriggle on my knees next to him in his big armchair. He cares not for my discomfort. He sips his brandy, he watches his porn, he strokes his thick cock, and I watch him doing it all. I watch his big strong hands cradle the balloon-shaped glass and grip his ever-growing cock. Another few minutes pass, but to my bladder it feels like an hour. You know what it's like when you need to pee, but you know you can't. The feeling intensifies. Suddenly that's all there is. The only feeling, the only thing in the world is that need to pee. Please, I beg him. Please, sir, please let me go for a wee. I really do feel like a schoolgirl now, trying to convince their teacher they honestly need to urinate and don't just want to get out of class. He smirks down at me without making eye contact. My own eyes are pleading up at him, trying to meet his to plead my case further. If you need to pee, you can do it outside, he says, and tilts his head to the left where the back door is. I should mention that our back door is much more like a front door. It opens out directly onto a well-trafficked road with only our small picket fence area of about 10 square metres. The picket fence doesn't even come high enough to reach my waist, and there are large gaps between each picket. I look back at the door, shocked at the idea of it. My cunt clenches both from holding in my pee and from the very dirty instruction he's just given me that I'm not sure if I want him to be serious about or not. I look back at him with panicked eyes, but he's back to watching the porn and casually sipping his drink. I can't do that, I say to him. He doesn't acknowledge me. If you're desperate enough, you'll pee where you need to. I hold it in longer, squirming more and more, thinking about how many people are likely to be out and about at this time of night. It is late, maybe 2 or 3 a.m, so the road won't exactly be busy, but that doesn't mean it will be empty. I squirm for a few more minutes by his side, but he doesn't pay me any attention. He continues as though he's the only person in the room, and I think about how desperately I want to taste his cock. I imagine if I piss where he wants me to, I might earn a reward, and also know that it's either piss outside or call an end to our game for now, which I don't want to do. I want to test my limits, and I want to please him. This will please him, and I can't deny part of my squirming is because of how turned on I am at the very thought of pissing outside with him watching. Can I go for a wee now, please, sir? I ask him, my voice almost a whisper with nerves. He looks down at me with fire in his eyes. Are you going to piss where I told you to, like a good girl? I nod my head gently but quickly, and a wicked grin spreads across his face as he stands. I stay on my knees. Come on then, he says, beginning to walk towards the back door, making it clear I should crawl alongside him. I crawl along like his pet, my big eyes looking up at him but getting no kind of reaction back until he opens the back door. Out you go, bitch. Squat down and piss for me. You can hold on to the fence if you need to. I step outside feeling unstable on my super high heels, especially after being on my knees for so long. I walk out a few steps to the fence and hold on to two pickets as I squat down carefully. I look up and down the street. It's dark and I can't see anyone around, thankfully, but it still feels like a race to get my pee out before someone inevitably walks or drives past. The air is cold and my nipples harden quickly and immensely under the thin fabric of my makeshift school dress, and I can feel a soft breeze on my bare, exposed little cunt. I squat there for a few minutes. I giggle nervously. I can't, I say, looking over my shoulder at him standing at the door still stroking his cock. You better piss soon or you'll miss your chance. I try to focus on the overwhelming weight of piss pressing down from my bladder, desperate to leave my body but unable to due to my overactive brain that's telling it and me peeing outside isn't what we do. Another few minutes pass. One more chance. I'm going to stand next to you and pee, and you have until I finish to start pissing. After that, I'm taking you back in there and you'll be punished for disobeying me. Suddenly he's next to me, a faint shadow being cast from the moon and the slight scent of his aftershave. His cock is protruding out in front of him but still close to me, at my height as I squat next to him. He begins to piss quickly, holding his swollen cock with a thick stream of piss flowing from him easily. I try not to panic. I don't want to be punished. Well, I kind of do, but I also like the idea of earning a treat. I've always enjoyed being a good girl and doing as I'm told. I close my eyes. I try to forget I'm outside. I try to forget the burning acid building up in my squatting thighs. I try not to think about the neighbours that might be looking out of their windows or the people that might pass by at any moment. I focus as much as I can on my full bladder, and there it is, finally, the first little spurt of piss from my cunt. The relief is incredible, and I let out a sigh of relief as my stream of piss continues and joins with my master's. Oh. He finishes and turns to watch my piss come to an end. He's smiling a wide, toothy smile. I've pleased him. When I'm done, I smile back up at him, still squatting in place. Clean it, he says, still holding his cock. This is something we do a lot. This is something I can handle, and I'm especially pleased to do now, after waiting all night to get that cock in my mouth. I swallow him down gladly, smiling as I do, and tasting the sour drips of piss lingering on his tip. Come on, he slaps me gently on the side of the head. Get in. I totter back indoors, and he tells me to lay back on the sofa, and I do so gladly, still feeling pleased with myself for doing as I'm told. I lay back and he kneels between my legs and starts licking my cunt, sucking each fold gently, taking in any trace of piss left from my late night trip outside. I smile and relax my hips forward into his eager tongue. This is more than just cleaning up piss now, and I'm going to enjoy what I've earned. If you enjoyed that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Or you can help us make more of it by supporting Girl on the Net's audio porn project on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. I've been Absolutely Ruby, and you can find more of my filth on Twitter at absolutely_Ruby.